Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The 2020-2021 skiing season has officially come to an end at Alyeska Resort. The season was extended till Sunday, May 23rd this year because of a large amount of snow, and resort managers say it's the first time skiing season has run this late in nearly a decade. Brian Burnett, Alyeska Ski Area General Manager, said,
"We had a super successful snowmaking season, and quite frankly, we have had a great turnout from the Alaska skiing community. They wanted to be outdoors and recreating and chose Alyeska."
To celebrate the final day of the season, the resort also hosted a COVID-19 vaccine clinic at the Alyeska Day Lodge and gave out a prize to folks who received their vaccine.
So we decided to offer a lift ticket in conjunction with the vaccination, and I'm going to say that we are the only ski area in the world that is doing that, offering a vaccine and a lift ticket to ski.
Despite the challenges many businesses have faced this past year due to the pandemic, Alyeska remained open. Tatiana Lawson, Ski Patrol Director for Alyeska, says,
"It seems like Alyeska has definitely been a beacon of joy this year. You know, it's been a really hard year for everybody. You can see it in people's eyes."
Stephen Cruz, an avid skier, spoke with Alaska's news source, saying,
"Oh, it's been one of the best years in maybe 8 or 9 years. And I want to say that the resort did a really good job this year keeping things going with all the COVID protocols. It really kept us sane."
For the summer months, the resort plans to have downhill mountain biking, and that season begins June 11th. Ben Napolitano, Alyeska Resort Communications and Marketing, said,
"Just excited to be transitioning into the summer months. We had a really good run with the 2020-21 ski season, and really looking forward to transitioning into summer operations with the bike park, with tram, and hiking and events like that."
Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. The runoff race for Anchorage mayor is coming to a close, with Dave Bronson set to defeat Forrest Dunbar as just a few more votes were tallied on Friday. Bronson had 50.66% of the vote, with 45,889 total votes. That's 1,191 more than Dunbar, who had 44,698 votes, or 49.34%. Just 93 more ballots were included in Friday's results, with 90,720 total ballots counted. Bronson's lead slightly shrank, dropping by 9 votes from Thursday. Dunbar, in a Facebook post Friday evening, conceded, writing, and I quote, "It's clear that Dave Bronson will be Anchorage's next mayor," unquote. Bronson posted to Facebook shortly after that, writing, quote, "I'm extremely humbled by the people of Anchorage and their decision to elect me as mayor. This was a hard-fought battle, and I know that there are some in Anchorage who did not vote for me. As mayor, I will work to bring the city back together so that we can make Anchorage more vibrant than ever," unquote. Regular ballots had till Friday to arrive at the election center. Only overseas ballots can still arrive and be counted up until May 25th. The Election Commission was scheduled to hold its public session of canvass Friday evening. After the commission adopts its report, the city clerk passes it to the Anchorage Assembly for review. The assembly then is scheduled to certify the results of the election Tuesday. The runoff election saw record voter turnout of 38.3%, surpassing the record set in 2018 at 36.3%. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.